friends, welcome back to another exciting adventure right here on Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. Later on today, we're going to be talking hauntings with the haunted roommates, but up first, Kara, you got any news for us today?
Yes, I do. So just yesterday, researchers from Cornell University detected a possible radio signal originating from an exoplanet about 51 light years away, in what is called the Tau Buddhist system. This doesn't necessarily mean there are aliens there producing artificial signals with technology. Researchers think this is a feature of the planet's magnetic field, which would be exciting in itself since Earth's magnetic field is key to keeping it habitable by protecting life from solar radiation. With current technology, it would take about 1,200 years to reach this planet. If follow-up observations confirm the signal is genuine, it will be the first time that we have ever detected radio waves from a planet outside our solar system. Also in alien news, former CIA director John Brennan stated in a podcast last week that UFO sightings might, quote, constitute a different form of life, unquote, saying it's a bit presumptuous and arrogant for us to believe there's no other form of life anywhere in the entire universe. He went on to call the videos by Navy pilots, quote, eyebrow-raising. Pastor Paul Bagley, who was predicting for months that the world was going to end today, December 21st, 2020, walked it back last week, saying that the Bible says no one can know the hour or the day, which, given that that's a very famous quote, one might think he'd have thought about it before. He predicted that the Earth would, quote, definitely end back in June. In his broadcast a few hours ago, he said instead that the conjunction of Mars and Jupiter instead are simply signs of impending doom in some vague future time. He is now saying that, in fact, he never predicted the world would end today at all. What a twist. And on Friday, a body was found in a suitcase in London. Officials are calling this death unexplained. There's nothing more to that story right now, but just if you ever feel like the world is a safe or explicable place, remember that. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right, exoplanets. You know, I like how people just jump to the conclusion. It's just all, oh, we hear exoplanet aliens. It's like, I'm on board. I mean, I do think some of these exoplanets have life on them. I mean, it's got to happen. But, I mean, it's just sort of representative of how discounting of science we are. We're just all, we're not even going to let the scientists go before we start speculating and throwing it out there and all these things, you know. People just need to chillax.
I don't know. I think it's reasonable to be excited since if we ever do discover radio waves from, like, an alien signal, it's going to be something kind of like this, where it's like, we don't know, this is kind of a weird signal, and it's coming from the planet, we don't know what it is, we're going to look at it more, and then you get more news later as it happens. So, I mean, I think people can definitely should know that probably this is nothing. Nothing interesting is going to come out of this other than some scientific advancement or whatever. Who cares?
Science.
But like, I don't know. I think this is pretty cool. I think we should let people wonder.
Problem, Kara.
I am. I'm part of the problem. Or maybe one of us took their Prozac today and the other didn't.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I do believe you're right, I need to film it. So, I do agree that, like, every increment of science should be made public. The problem is not the release of information. The problem is, I've lost a lot of faith in humanity over the past year. So, I don't know. I'm coming from a dark place. I don't know. I don't, you know, and going with it, John Brennan, what's your take on that?
John Brennan. Well, I think stuff like this makes me think even more that if indeed aliens are visiting Earth, that we have no idea. 'Cause this guy's the director of the CIA. That is such a position of, like, the CIA is the secret organization. It's like, it's the American MI6. It's the American James Bond. It, you know, it's the shadowy in the background organization. I mean, maybe the NSA more so, but, like, if the former director for 4 years under Barack Obama doesn't know if aliens are real, then, like, I think the government is clueless. So that's reading between the lines. That's what this says to me. This says to me the government has no idea, or John Brennan is a pretty good actor, which, having seen white people, like, try to clap on the beat at, like, DNC events, I don't know. I think the arts are not their strong suit. So I think
I am
if John Brennan is bluffing, I don't know.
I'm a base player, Tara. I take offense to that.
Well, yeah, but you're like, you know, you were all punk and stuff when you were my age.
And nothing says the beat like punk. All right, so the body in the suitcase in London. So Terry, as anybody who knows her knows, likes the ID channel. She watches
a lot
of murdered people. And we're watching one the other day, and some guy's just all like, yeah, I was walking down the beach with my grandson, who's like 6, and we found a suitcase, and my grandson was all excited, thought there might be treasure in there, so I let him open it. And, like, Terry and I are all, oh, my God, have you not seen it? And, of course, this 6-year-old kid finds a body in the suitcase. Not a body. The torso. Finds the torso.
Oh, well,
in a suitcase. Them. And, like,
6-year-olds love torsos.
We're, oh, my God, you know. Because, like, we both agreed that if we saw a suitcase on the side of any body of water, we would just be all, nope, 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 nope. Calling the police. We're out. You know, I want nothing to do with that. I'm not going to stick. I'm not doing nothing. I'm getting away from it.
Well, that's because your minds have been poisoned by true crime. I mean, 99 out of 100 times, what you're going to find is clothes.
I don't know if that's the case.
Really?
No, who's hucking their clothes? No.
I don't know. Irresponsible people. Drug addicts.
Didn't want it, people to find it.
Didn't you just say it was on a beach? That's not very well hidden. It's just there.
It was washed up.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not reading between the lines here.
Yeah.
still,
way,
maybe,
I think we can agree
okay, that, maybe but it's a bad breakup, and they're like, I'm going to toss everything that, you know, son of a gun gave to me into the ocean, and then it washed up. You know, maybe it's a suitcase of I don't know. I still feel like body is not the most likely. It's at third, very least.
All right. It's up there, though. You know, it's still like heart disease
okay.
compared to cancer and car accidents. It's
okay.
Up there. In the top three, it's up there. Now, just as a side joke, I have told my wife that, you know, I'm a lot less healthy than she is, and I will die first, and she will live on after. And I've decided that I should hide a note somewhere. I should hide a note somewhere that says Terry did it.
Ooh.
So that no matter what I die of, they're going to investigate her. And I figured that'd be kind of fun for her, you know?
You're going to send your wife to prison.
Well,
this is not going to work out.
If she didn't do anything, she can get off, right?
No.
You're innocent.
That's not how it works. As long as you look shady to the jury, then you're going to, you know, wind up in a jail cell for the rest of your life.
Unfortunately, I think it's if you have the right density of melanin in your system.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean,
right.
I think that's what looking shady to the jury is, literally shade in the sense of.
Right. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come back. We're talking about ghosts. Ghosts are fun.
Yes, they are.
We got nothing going on.
We can lose faith in humanity, but we will never lose faith in ghosts.
Thank you. For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guests today are Tanya and Joey from Roommates from Beyond, or they are Roommates from Beyond. You know, and how to live in a haunted house is one hell of a sales pitch, because I think, I don't know, we all make this assumption, and I'm a horror movie fanatic. I watch this. Anybody who listens to this show is just, oh, yeah, thanks for saying it again, Charles. But, you know, anytime I'm watching one of these things with somebody, people are just all, well, you know what I'd do. You know what I'd do, and you know what I'd do. So it's interesting to have somebody on who we can ask, what did you do? So give us a little background into your getting started here and how you got here.
Sure. So I've been a lifelong experiencer. I grew up with a grandmother who was a psychic medium. And for me, even though I was experiencing for most of my life, it wasn't until I was in my 40s that I really began to realize that I was having experiences and encounters with spirits. I'll let Joey tell you a little bit about it. We had an experience in Point Pleasant, West Virginia that really opened the door for us to start to become really more interested in doing research. We were mentored by Rosemary Ellen Guiley for 10 years, and then that really opened the door for us to become paranormal investigators.
Right. And I grew up Roman Catholic, not appreciating just how kind of mystical and paranormal all of that is when you start breaking that religion down. Saints, miracles, everything, the transmogrification of the bread and wine, all of it. And when I was 16, I had a weird experience with a Ouija board. Two girls were playing with it. They got very sucked into a very classic trope of, oh, it's a little pioneer girl and she makes friends with them. But then there's a man who's chasing her who murdered her. But no, the one who's communicating the whole time is the man. They get so frightened, they stop coming to school. So they're at home in a basement. Talk about horror movie, right? Trope.
Right.
And they're in the basement. And so we're all concerned. So my buddy Lou and I, a couple of Italian American Roman Catholics at the Jersey Shore, go, we're going to take care of this. This is going to end right now. So word gets around the school. There's like 25 kids in the basement, candles all around on the ledges in the basement. And the girls are frightened and everybody's getting, you know, groupthink. And finally I go, if you're so bad, do something to us. Well, Chauncey, some of the candles go out.
Kind of asking for it with that one, huh?
Yeah, and I kind of felt my heart and the world stop for an instant. And then nothing until, what, we were 29 when we got together. Mm-hmm. And Tanya being a psychic medium, our daughter being a psychic medium, they're like batteries for this stuff. So, and we were passengers. And quite frankly, I hate being a passenger. I don't like it in my life. I want to know what's going on. So, like I always say, the paranormal was investigating us. Well, hey, I'm going to drop what I'm doing. I'm going to investigate you right back. And the more you pay attention to it, the more it's – so it becomes this feedback loop.
Right.
And then, yeah, we had a missing time. I don't want to go on and on at the top, but we had this missing time incident over 2 hours in Point Pleasant. Went there on vacation because of the Mothman Prophecies movie.
Right. Yeah.
You know, to see the museum.
Right.
And that was 11 years ago, and we had a mind-bending experience that we just this year really found out what happened in that missing time. We're still processing it. And from there, it was all these investigators were interested in our experience.
Right.
And so, hey, you know, we're hungry for knowledge. We're hosts of a show, too. And some of the great fun is you get all this information coming in real time.
Right.
And so here we are now. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
So, Tanya, you said something that I thought was weird, and that was that you didn't really know until your 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think it was up until then? Did you just think you were a nut?
Yeah, well, I didn't think I was a nut, but when I was a child, anytime I had an experience, my dad is textbook cynic. If he can't see it, touch it, you know, put it under a microscope, it doesn't exist. So although I was having all of these experiences, and although his mother was a psychic medium and was channeling through the Ouija board, through automatic, he didn't believe any of it. He thought his mother was a nut. So any experience that I had was immediately dismissed as my imagination. And I was always told, oh, you just have a vivid imagination, which I do. But at the same time, I was genuinely having these experiences. So when our daughter at around the age of 4 started saying that she was seeing spirits and hearing spirits, I believed her, you know, I didn't, and Joey as well. So that's why it wasn't until I was in my 40s. It was actually after my level 3 Reiki attunement. And for those of your listeners who may not know, Reiki is a Japanese modality of energy balancing. And there's 3 levels that you can be trained and attuned in. And it was after my 3rd attunement that I actually began seeing spirit. I think that I had the ability to do it my whole life, but I had closed it off because I dismissed it as my imagination. So during Reiki sessions, spirit people would show up and they would tell me things, and I would dismiss it still as my imagination. And, you know, I would argue with them and say, you know, the first time it happened, a little indigenous woman showed up, and she was really excited about the work that I was doing. And she was clapping her hands, and I was working on my client, and she was saying, tell her to drink elderberry tea, tell her to drink elderberry tea. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you're my imagination. I don't know anything about elderberry tea. And I'm
right, they could be poisonous.
That. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Right. So, and she stayed, and she kept laughing at me, and she kept saying, tell her to drink elderberry tea. So I'm having this whole debate with her. I finished the session, and at the end of a Reiki session, I'll leave my client on the table for a few minutes and just kind of let them relax and soak in the energy. And so I stepped out of the room, and of course, the first thing I did is I'm on my phone looking up elderberry tea, like, what is it? And, you know, why is she, what is this? What's happening? And as it turned out, elderberry tea is wonderful for systemic inflammation, which is why the woman was coming to see me. Mm-hmm. It's a really beneficial herb. So I told my client afterward, hey, I don't know if you've ever looked into elderberry tea, but I don't know, you might want to look it up. So that began happening and people would show up. And over time, I began saying to my clients, I'm just going to let you know that there was a woman here. Here's what she looked like. Here's what she was wearing. Here's what she said. And I would get this feedback from my clients and they would say, oh my gosh, that's my mother. And this is the anniversary of her death. And I was so sad and thinking about her and, or that was my brother or whatever. So it was over time that I got this feedback that I began to realize it wasn't my imagination.
Hmm. And then, you know, for you, Joey, have you, you know, outside of, because the way she kind of describes it is that it started out as echoes or shadows, figuratively. And then as you get closer and more in tune with it, it becomes more in focus. You know, for you, because that's always a question of mine to anybody who's psychic or medium. I don't really have experiences. And I'm wondering if this is something that people are born with or taught. You know, have you felt that you've learned to see it better, or are you just, have you learned to tune into it, or are you more able to see it when it's there? There's kind of two ways of saying this. You know, right. One would be, I know there's a candle there, so now I know there's a candle there. The other would be all, I now perceive the candle that isn't there, you know.
Right. It's a journey for me. I'm nowhere near, nor do I believe I will ever be anywhere near our daughter Jolie and Tanya, what they can do, or other mediums that we know. I have seen partial and darn near full-bodied apparitions in the past 2 years. I do seem to be developing clairaudience where I can hear them. The first time that happened to me was in the Webb Memorial Library that we researched for 2 years. That was really our training ground. I would have to say that although I do exercises to try to develop this, I'm not seeing a direct correlation. So my job is to look at the story, really collect the research, operate what small amount of electronic measuring equipment we use. Mostly it happens because it's there and I can see it. I can't say, now I'm going to try to tune in, talk to my dead aunt. No. But if my dead aunt happens to be in the area and she wants to communicate with me, then she does, and I'm better able to hear it. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So that would lead me to believe that it's more a honing in of, I know something may be there, so I'm going to squint a little more to see if it's there, and less that sort of born intuitiveness that I think a lot of people feel that they have.
Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's free.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
KCNR has teamed up with Robert and Courtney Stone for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service. The holidays are a particularly difficult time for veterans, and a portion of the proceeds from Operation Holiday Salute goes to help our local homeless veterans, treating them with respect, dignity, and appreciation. This holiday season, Robert and Courtney Stone want to thank the men and women who have served in the armed forces with Operation Holiday Salute and KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us.
Equipment has been a common topic. We had Eric Rumble on from Para X Radio, and we were talking about equipment and how people choose equipment because it's hard to take a piece of equipment that you don't know if it works, to find something that you don't know if it's there, and then have faith in that equipment that it's working. You know, so what equipment do you use when you're doing this stuff, and why'd you choose it? Just because you know, it's the standard, which is a totally acceptable answer, but what's your
right opinion? And of course, that's, yes, having mentors, and Rosemary Ellen Guiley sort of was a rock star in the field. Really, she still is. Mm-hmm. She passed a year and a half ago. She mentored us for 10 years. So the basics are a K2 meter, which you got to watch with a K2 meter because electric boxes will set it off if your cell phone's too. I love on some of the shows where they're balancing the K2 meter on their cell phone, and they're like, look, it's going off. No, it's reading, right. You know, electronically. So K2 meter, a temperature gun, just a simple point-and-shoot laser temperature gun. Because anywhere we've experienced up to a 13-degree drop and a 7-degree increase with no explanation at all. So sort of wisdom in the community is anywhere around 5 to 7 degrees, there could very well be presence, right? Because as they're trying to manifest, they're simply pulling energy from the air. And so there's a correlation there that's based in science. Then we do use the PSB-11 Spirit Box. Again, it was recommended to us. Anyone who asked me, what Spirit Box should I get? I'm not a big fan of these. They look like 1930s radio, and they got cool digital stuff in them. No, no, no. I like the analog. I like the AM-FM cycling through. PSB 11 is nice because you keep the antenna completely off. You do get some radio, but a lot less than a homemade device, say, or an original Frank's box. I'm very, very skeptical, Chauncey, of the digital because, okay, it's a word library and it's pulling, but where is it pulling? And some of them you can add your own words to the dictionary. Well, any kind of algorithm is going to go, oh, if you add a word.
I wasn't very sure about that. You know, I've never really entirely knew what a spirit box was. Half of me thought, half of me, obviously you can see here I'm a musician, you know, half of me thought that it was like an oscillator, you know, like a old, like a synth, like a Moog or a Moog or whatever, where you're tuning in the oscillator. But then I'm just like, well, how do they get words out of that? And so it's obviously some FM-AM thing.
Yep.
And that all started to make sense. But then the digital ones, they're actually like I saw some woman on TV the other day who had a bunch of buttons in her living room and she taught her dog to talk to her. And it's just all, mommy, love you, want to eat, you know, and is that kind of how these digital things are set up, where they basically have options in there so they make it easy for the ghost in the digital realm? What?
That's how they're sold. And I am now, when did we load our first digital one on?
A little over a year ago.
Yeah, we had some colleagues that we met. We were on their show and they're like, you really should try out some of these digitals. And Tanya seems to have much better luck with it. For me, it's almost random. Where with the spirit box, you can tell when there's a voice and it's got an Irish accent and it's clearly a woman and you say, hey, what are you seeing? And she says back, I don't know, what are you seeing? The chances of that being on NEW radio at that exact moment.
That makes sense. So the digital one sounds like Stephen Hawking or something because it's loading. I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
although
you know
that
what,
does have a nice creep factor, I'm sure.
Well, it does. And it makes for great television. Right. There's one, I don't want to say the name of it because it's just not how it made, but there's one where it's all like, it sounds like scratch digital, like it's coming through an old timey radio and the voices are super spooky. It's like we watch Paranormal Caught on Camera and they overlay special effects and sounds on these people's videos. Well, you're really complicating my ability to take this. Seriously, you know, you're a musician. You know the power of sound effects.
Absolutely. I mean, between digital and adding effects, you're creating massive amounts of artifacts, sound artifacts.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which are operating on you subconsciously. So I think that one is definitely out. And then we use a video recorder and we use a digital audio that I can then put into Audacity or something like that.
Sure. Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's it. Everything else is paralysis by analysis.
I was just going to say with the digital ones, as Joey mentioned, sometimes I'm on the fence. Like I kind of lean more toward discounting them, but there have been several times where I'm doing an investigation or I'm seeing something and exactly what I'm seeing comes up through the digital app. So that's kind of hard. There was one time, it was a historic hotel in Ohio last year. Earlier this year. It's all blending together now with 2020. But I was walking into the lobby and the ceiling of the lobby was painted with clouds. And I thought, oh wow. And I looked up and saw it. And the moment I looked up and saw the clouds on the ceiling, the word clouds came through on the digital app. And then in the next section of that same lobby, there was an old wheel from a ship hanging from the ceiling. And as I looked at the wheel, the word wheel came up on the digital app. So, and there've been a few instances like that. But for the most part, like what Joey was saying, the words just seem to be completely random and have nothing to do with anything that's happening.
Yeah, and you can't help but to think that that has something to do with time and logistics, you know, that, you know, were those words coming from you?
You're
a person of this digital age. Were they coming from a spirit that experienced the digital age? You know, it's hard to believe that, you know, a caveman is going to be, a caveman ghost is going to be communicating through your digital box. But I guess it's hard to believe a lot of it. Obviously, we live in this world where we're trying to figure it out. But there might be some level of time and logistics to that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Well, Kara and I were talking about this the other day, and that is that, like, we were talking about James Randi and him testing psychics, and how do you do that, and how do people go about testing psychics? And it comes to a point where they were doing large groups of people, and it makes you start to question, like, are we testing psychic ability? Are we testing global consciousness? I mean, the answer of something weird just happened here is not a scientific answer, and so it becomes, you know, a little loose as you're trying to figure that stuff out. So you guys mm-hmm. collect all this stuff. So this leads me to my next question, and that is, how do you collect all this stuff? Is it all in your brain, or do you have some, like, obsession with Excel spreadsheets, or, you know, how do you, like, refer back and say, well, this reminds me of this, let's see how many times this has happened, or does any of that really go on, or
right.
is it really your own experience you're collecting?
As little as possible, although that's absolutely legitimate, and that's why the book is broken into four parts, and one of those four parts is our personal experiences, right? And I guess the third part too, as investigators. But I keep meticulous notes. That's how our first book, Watch Out for the Hallway, came to be. I keep a meticulous field journal. I'm writing a book that's called Parallels and Patterns because that's how my brain thinks. So I'm a storyteller by trade. I'm a writer and an actor, professional storyteller. And I always tell my stories from all points of view. So there's a central theme, and it looks like a wagon wheel, and that's how I approach this. So I like to triangulate data. Psychic mediums are great. Coupled with information, we got a temperature drop. Something's going on with the K2 meter. We got voices coming through the spirit box. We may get a digital something, an orb that isn't a dust particle because it changes direction or behaves in some kind of notable way. And research in history, because land has memory. Homes have memory. There are possibly parallel dimensions. So I try to triangulate the data that way. And does it always happen? No. And then the other piece where we spend a lot of our time legitimately is looking for other cases that match. Because right. if we have it with that missing time, at one point our car went transparent. Now, if you say to someone, I'm driving in my car and suddenly it's transparent, I can watch the engine and the tranny and the drivetrain as we're going down Route 62. You go, hey, fella, you're nuts. You must have had an hallucination.
But or you're Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how I've explained it. I've said it's like Wonder Woman's plane. And we found a case from the 1970s where this guy in Argentina, just a businessman, right? It's a blip. It's not even big in the lore. And I found it in a biography of John Keel. A beam of light hits his car from some kind of spaceship and the car goes transparent. Now, does that fully legitimize what happened to us? Heck no. Does it at least take a step towards, wow, okay, that's a very weird hallucination that two people 50 years and half a world away from each other both experience. So it's incumbent on us to take the anecdotal, break it all down, analyze it, and look for overlaps.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palos Hedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
Okay, so for my last question, this is the horror movie nut in me. I'm going to ask you both, but it might be the same answer, so you can tell me ahead of time. What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you doing this?
For me, I think it was our first few times in the web library in North Carolina.
Why don't you tell us what the web library is real quick?
Yes. I definitely will. So in Moorhead City, North Carolina, there is a library. It was built in 1929, and Joey and I had the opportunity to investigate the library for 2 years. And we wrote a book called Watch Out for the Hallway, our two-year investigation of the most haunted library in North Carolina. And it really is an incredibly haunted building. And it's very different. There's very different energies on the first floor and the second floor. So the first floor, for the most part, we would encounter very friendly ghosts. We talk about people like Dr. Thompson, who was one of the original doctors when the building first opened in 1929. There are children down there. And just really fun experiences that we would have on the first floor. But then you go up to the second floor, and immediately, like, as you're going up the stairs, you feel, and people would comment on this all the time, you would feel the energy literally getting thicker, denser, heavier. You get up to the second floor, and it's just a totally different experience. And one of the spirits that we encountered up there, and there were several just very unsettling, scary ones, was this. My daughter saw it differently than I did. She saw it as, she described it as a wraith, sort of like this bony thing crawling along the ceiling with its head flipped backwards.
And three or four other people saw it too.
Yeah. And she could, you know, we could both hear the sort of like clicking of the bones as it moved across the ceiling. But what I was seeing was slightly different. I was seeing an old, a very thin, gaunt old woman crawling across the ceiling. Again, her head was flipped backwards and she was kind of crawling like in a spider-like fashion. So that's probably one of the scariest things, I think, for me.
You know, I got to tell you, that is, and I'm not belittling the experience. I'm making the associations to a traumatizing movie that I've seen. There is a scene in The Exorcist 3 where George C. Scott is at the like mental institution and he's talking to the woman and an old woman in a hospital gown climbs across the ceiling, and it traumatized me. So that story worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine, hands down, is the attempted possession. Watching over the course of an hour, this woman, a colleague, a friend of ours, was having activity in her house, invited us for the weekend, and she was acting real weird. She was talking about throwing cement blocks through the windshields of the passing cars because they're too loud. Mm-hmm. And Tanya and I were like, this is not our friend, right? And she had a few glasses of wine or whatnot. And that night, just casual, we were going to start the investigation the next day. We got in late at night. And then all of a sudden, she wanted to use dowsing rods, which is another tool, actually, that we use. It's great because it's just yes, no answers. So it takes a lot of complication out of it. And I said, no, you've been drinking. It's late at night. We'll do the dowsing rods tomorrow. So I go to a little place where I set up to do my work. I take a lot of work with me. And I turned around, and she's right behind me holding the dowsing rods. And I said, look, so-and-so, we got to put these away. You got to go to bed. So Tanya goes upstairs to her bedroom. She's on the couch. I'm working in the next room. She starts cackling. Like, I'm hearing this cackling. It sounds like an old crone, like from a horror movie.
Right.
And I go over. I saw her eyes starting to change color. I heard two different voices. I heard this cackling woman saying intelligible things, and then this woman's voice would break in. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. Please know our Father who art in heaven, and going back and forth. And this went for an hour, and that the hackles and everything are coming up right now. Mm-hmm. That hands down was the scariest thing, especially when the eyes change color.
So I gotta say, both of those things are terrifying. So here's my parallel story. I moved to Ashland, Oregon, and became familiar with the term charcuterie, which everybody else seemed to know but me. And I decided, hey, I'm gonna make some salami and sausages in the garage. And my wife's just all no. So she buys me a food dehydrator. Says get started with jerky. And I realize this is a loose comparison, but it's going somewhere. And so I make jerky and, I give myself terrible, terrible food poisoning to the point where I think I'm going to die on the toilet. I think my family is going to find me on the floor of the bathroom. I think it's terrible. I think I'm going to die.
Oh no.
And so I'm telling Kara this story and I'm just all, yeah, but next time, I'll do it better. And Kara's just all, you're going to do it again. And I'm just all, yeah, what do you expect me to quit just because I messed up the first time? And she's all, I would. And so, you know, these scary, I mean, both of your stories were absolutely terrifying, but they must have inspired you on some level because, as you were saying earlier about the person who wants their beloved aunt's face out of their house, you know, something kept you going back. You know, so obviously it wasn't so terrifying that you're all, that's it, mm-hmm. We're out?
No, that night we prevented that possession. That's probably, you see what I'm saying? It could very well be that our presence there and the prayers and the things we took out and the work that we did kept this woman from being fully possessed. And right. It never happened again. And then
the bony spider lady. I mean, she's going to be there the next time you go up there, possibly.
She didn't hurt us, though. She didn't hurt us, right?
Yeah, my interest in that, and it was completely freaky. But what fascinated me about it was that my daughter and I, although what we were perceiving was similar, it was different. And so what fascinates me about that is how are we picking up these energetic signals? What filter are they going through in our, you know, mind's eye, that this is what I'm seeing and this is what she's seeing? And I don't think either one of us is wrong. And it's, you know, makes me wonder, do these intelligent entities, do they have a way to project different things into different people's perception? I did have another experience in the same library where I saw a clown. I don't like clowns. I hate clowns. And there was a clown strolling down the hallway, and he just turned and grinned at me and continued strolling on down the hallway. And I was like, no, no, no. Did that intelligent entity pick that, you know, image because they knew that I'm afraid of clowns, you know? So these are things I would like to discover and learn more about. We really don't know how psychic perception works, but it's fascinating to collect the information and compare notes. And
okay, so where is the best place for people to find your book? I see that it's here on Amazon, and you guys separately have quite a few books, but together it looks like Roommates from Beyond and Watch Out for the Hallway. Those are the two that you've written together, right?
Right. Correct. That's correct. And that's the best place to get them is on Amazon. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the best place for people to find out more about you and possibly contact you and learn more about you?
Sure. Sure. So Joey and I are both on Facebook. So you can find Joey at Joey Medea on Facebook. And my Facebook page is Tanya Medea Medium. And then together you can find us on our Into the Outer Realms page, and that's a page for the show that we do every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right, and that's where we report on our investigations and all. So that's a great place for people to follow us, keep up with what's going on, and they can instant message us there if they need advice.
Sounds good. Well, we will make sure that we get those links up on our websites. You've been listening
to Joe.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
Okay, so for my last question, this is the horror movie nut in me. I'm going to ask you both, but it might be the same answer, so you can tell me ahead of time. What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you doing this?
For me, I think it was our first few times in the web library in North Carolina.
Why don't you tell us what the web library is, really?
Yes. I definitely will.
I'm celebrating local heroes.
And
Morehead City,
North Carolina.
Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.